presenting the top 12 songs of the year. I hope you enjoy Obvious Pop today. Obvious Pop.
Obvious. The Obvious Pop. Top songs of the year.
And welcome to Obvious Pop's Top 12 Songs of 2018. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore, here at Obvious Pop, and we're going to count them down for you, the best songs of the year, at least my 12 favorites, the 12 I think are the best songs. And we had a great year, a lot of great music out there. It was hard to choose, but a lot of great albums came out this year as well. I'm going to post my top albums of the year pretty soon, but wanted to get the top 12 done for the year because I believe I have a solid lineup here for the show today. And thanks for joining us. The tune you're hearing underneath now, of course, I hope you recognize it. It's Happy Birthday by the Beatles, but it's the unreleased instrumental outtake, and it is on the new 6-CD box set of the new reissue of the Beatles White Album, which is one of the quirkiest in the Beatles catalog. It is easily the strangest album, I would say, in the Beatles catalog. A lot of quirky weirdness going on. It's a much talked about album. It's a great one, though. It's one of my favorites, and the reissue is amazing. I know, we're all sick of hearing rehashes, them pulling out old things, who cares, but it is amazing. The 2018, they remixed the record, and it's never sounded better. And the Escher demos are on there as well. They're fantastic, but I like the goofy stuff, the outtakes, the instrumentals, listening to them goof around and talk about things in the studio. So I thought I'd play this one as a music bed because it was a 2018 reissue. But we're going to dive in. We've got a lot of great music. There was some great new music. I mean, from Blue, Jukebox the Ghost, Paul McCartney, The Editors, Jerry Messersmith, and more. But we're going to start it off with a UK band called The Vaccines. Now, this is an indie rock band from the UK. They've been compared to a lot of other groups, but they have their own sound. And they came out with a record this year called Combat Sports. And I believe it's their best. They've had 4 releases. This is by far their best. And this song fits really well in the show. It's called Your Love Is My Favorite Band.
12. We'll be right back. song number 11.
I'm great at playing dumb. She doesn't care much for my politics, for sentimental atheists who disagree for fun. For West.
listening to Obvious Pop. This is the Obvious Pop Top 12 Songs of 2018. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore, and we started it off at number 12 with Your Love Is My Favorite Band by The Vaccines, a UK band. That's from their brand new album, Combat Sports. Then we heard Astral Drive at number 11. Astral Drive is really one guy, Phil Thornalley, and this album is a huge album for Todd Rundgren and Utopia fans. There's a few power pop cuts at the beginning, then it drifts off into more of a Utopia sound. It's awesome. A great album. Summer of 76, that's a hooky one. And we just heard Purple Hearts by Jeremy Messersmith. That's right, Minnesota's own Jeremy Messersmith. Comes from a long line of great artists. I mean, in Minnesota-bred artists like Trip Shakespeare, Semisonic, The Suburbs, and now Jeremy Messersmith in that quirky alternative pop vein. Purple Hearts from his brand new album, Late Stage Capitalism. That's a good one. Well, it's been out most of the year, but that is a 2018 release. And now we're going to continue with the top 12 countdown. And a band I discovered in England when I happened to be there, I believe it was 2002, 2003, and they had just come out with their first record. They're from the UK. They're called Muse. Little did I know they would become as big as they are, but I got to see them at an in-store and pick up their first record while I was over there. This one's from a brand new album. This one did just come out a few weeks ago. The new album is Simulation Theory, and it's a great one. I think it's a concept record. I'm trying to figure out the lyrics. Great songs, though, and this is Pressure, coming in at number 9 on the Obvious Popcast Top 12 Songs of 2018.
Number 9.
Song number 9.
See no solution or exit out. I'm grinding it out, no one can see. The pressure's growing exponentially. I'm trying to keep up the speed with you. Your lane changing is absolutely me. I'm hitting the ground and I'm sprinting. I'm falling behind, no one tuning me out. We'll be right back.
Brown VC, mo, hip hip, hooray. What a glorious display. Melt a joyous hearts away under the mushroom cloud confetti.
Ladies and gents, and welcome to Dr. Tony's Motor Lodge Inn, where we bring you only the finest in entertainment. Now, would you please welcome the dulcet tones of number 7.
Another name.
All right, I love that song. That was Editors with Hallelujah Solo from their album Violence, their brand new 2018 release. Hey, I'm Dr. Tony Shore, and you are listening to the Obvious Pop Top 12 Countdown. We're counting down the top 12 songs of 2018. Well, let's just say my favorite songs of 2018. The Obvious Pop Top 12 of 2018. Starting it off at number 9 on our countdown was Muse with Pressure. Then we heard, and this is crazy, this is crazy. It was the band A Perfect Circle, which I'm not a big fan of the band. I'm not dissing the band. I just don't listen to A Perfect Circle. However, their brand new album this year caught my attention because of that song title, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, which is, of course, a Douglas Adams reference to one of his Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books, was titled that in the series. I believe it's the fourth book, was titled So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, and the album is Eat the Elephant. So the title, the album title, and everything else about that made me want to listen to it, and lo and behold, I fell in love with that song. I can't stop listening to that song. It's beautiful. The lyrics are great, and I think it's fantastic. Again, not a big fan of A Perfect Circle. I don't dislike them, but I just have never gotten into them. And then, of course, The Editors at number 7 with Hallelujah Solo from their new album Violence. And Editors, here's a little history. Of course, another UK band made the list. A lot of UK artists end up becoming Obvious Pop favorites. But this is a funny one if you're into power pop. The Editors, their previous band name, they used to be called Pilot, but not the Pilot from the 70s and early 80s with the song. Well, actually, I think mainly in the 70s, there was a power pop band called Pilot, a pop rock act who had the big hit Magic. Oh, it's magic, you know, never believed it's not so. And my, what a lovely singing voice I do have. Anyway, not the same Pilot, but I thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, we're going to keep moving along here so I don't start singing. I don't want to break into song again and scare people. But coming up next, I know people have given up on Paul McCartney and they might diss him still putting out records in his 70s. But honestly, this year he put out a record called Egypt Station. And I am here to tell you, it's the best thing he's done in so long. It's so artistic. It's so cool. The whole album is great. I love it. I've got it on vinyl. It's a great one on vinyl. It sounds so good. And I love the melodies and the lyrics. Really, I'm just in love with this record, I'll be honest. And this song is a little long, but it's so great. And it has different movements. And I love the lyrics. It's called Despite Repeated Warnings. And this one's coming in at number 6. Paul McCartney from his new Egypt Station album, Despite Repeated Warnings, here on the Obvious Popcast Top 12 of 2018 Countdown.
Peaceful number 6.
Despite repeated warnings of dangers up ahead, the captain won't be listening to what's being said. He feels that there's a good chance that we have been misled. And so the captain's planning to steer ahead. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do to stop this foolish plan going through? What can we do? What can we do? This man is bound to lose his ship.
to know. Well, he's got his own agenda, and so he'll go. Those who shout the loudest may not always be the smartest, but they have their proudest moments right before they fall. Red sky in the morning doesn't ever seem to face him, but a sailor's warning signal should concern us all. Whoa.
Taken,
so we gather around him,
cause he never
saw the ropes slipping by.
number 5.
You turn to me, I say, what's there to talk about? Over 15 years, we've talked about it all. I've learned to be as alone as together means, because we bring me down and I drive you up the wall. If you've got the mind to leave, then pick a topic to talk about. God knows I've time to give. You've got the backbone to stick around.
You got
a special relationship. Let's make America great again by making racists ashamed again. Let's make compassionate fashion again. Let's make America great again. Well, I've been fortunate to go around the continent, from California through the Midwest of Providence, and I've mostly only encountered common sense, hospitality and warmth from Americans. But I wish it was a bit less significant, the program and the name of the president, because it seems to me the truth is self-evident. You fought our king to be independent. Make America great again by making racists ashamed again. Let's make compassionate fashion again. Let's make America great again.
You're listening to the Obvious Pop Top 12 Songs of 2018. These are our top 12 tunes, and you just heard Frank Turner with Make America Great Again. Frank is so great. Another UK artist, used to be a punk rocker. Now his solo albums are fantastic. This year he put out Be More Kind. Love that tune. Before that, we heard The White Lies, another UK band, with Time to Give. From their album 5, the album comes out next year. The single was released this year. It's called Time to Give. And The White Lies, they've had 4 previous records. The first record, one of my favorite records, so good. But each subsequent record has gotten, they've kind of went downhill. Every record is not as good as the last. However, I am here to report, happy to report, that their new album is back to form. I think it's the best they've done since their first debut album. It's going to be a good one. Before that, Paul McCartney with Despite Repeated Warnings from his new record, Egypt Station. And now for track number 3 in our top 12 countdown. We're on our way to number 1. We've got the top 3. Here is Glenn Burtnick's band, The Weaklings. Now, Glenn had a couple of great solo albums in the 80s that on A&M Records. I loved them. But here he is with the Beatlesque power pop group The Weaklings with the single In the Moment. It's here on the Obvious Popcast, Top 12 Songs of 2018.
And now, the top 3 songs. Here is number 3.
I'm always
And now, here's the number two song of the year. Dr. Tony Shore's number one pick for the Obvious Podcast Top Song of the Year.
Gravity, mighty gravity. he won't take my advice. I never run while I stay. Taylor Hicks has got my love jump started. The only one I want is you. Hey. I hear the bells and the ringing already. Four kids in a big old wedding singing you.
Say it again.
Hey. Now as I make the long walk home, you got me feeling like an overdose. Got my love jump started. The only one I want is you.
Say it again.
I hear the bells and the ringing already. Four kids in a big old wedding singing you.
Say it again.
Now as I make the long walk home, you got me feeling like an overdose. Maybe I just gotta pay the price. I keep hoping that maybe I just gotta pay the price. Maybe I just gotta pay the price. Oh, maybe I just gotta pay the price. Maybe I just gotta pay the price.
All right, and there you have it. That was our number one song, Jukebox the Ghost, with their song Jump Started from their album Off to the Races. Came out earlier this year, and wow, what a great song. A little bit of Queen influence going on there, a lot of power pop goodness. Jukebox the Ghost, another band with a return to form. We heard White Lies earlier, and they haven't done a song that good since their first album. And I would say Jukebox the Ghost, this album saw a return to form. It's a great record. Before that, another favorite here on the Obvious Popcast, another great power pop artist, Blue. That's B-L-E-U, Blue, with Love You So Much. And that was just released as a single. There's no album. A lot of artists are doing that now. Unfortunately, I like albums. I like albums that are meant, you know, a series of songs that are meant to be heard together in a certain order. I love that. But, hey, it's the top 12 songs, so we do have a lot of singles and a lot of single releases here. And that's why we do the top 12 songs of 2018. That's why we do this list each year. And this year's list, I thought it was a great show. I thought we had a lot of great songs. Hope you enjoyed it. And I really appreciate you tuning into the podcast. It's a lot of fun for me. I hope you had half as much fun listening to it as I did recording it and putting it together. I love going through all the songs from the year, all the albums I got this year, and listening for my favorite tracks, looking at what I've listened to the most and what I like the best. And there you have it. Just a rundown. Number 12 was The Vaccines with Your Love Is My Favorite Band. Number 11 was Summer of 76 by Astral Drive. 10 was Jeremy Messersmith with Purple Hearts. 9 was Pressure by Muse. 8, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish by A Perfect Circle. 7 was Hallelujah, beautiful song. Hallelujah Solo by the editors. And despite repeated warnings, came in at number 6. That's, of course, from Paul McCartney's new album. And 5 was Time to Give from White Lies. They released a single this year. Make America Great Again came in at number 4, one of my favorite songs of the year, from Frank Turner. And then the top 3, In the Moment from The Weaklings, which features Glenn Burtnick. I'm a big fan. Number 2, Love You So by Blue. And number 1, Jump Started by Jukebox the Ghost from their album Off to the Races. Thanks for tuning in to this year's Top 12 Songs of 2018. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore, and this has been the Obvious Popcast. Thanks for listening.
It's the top 12 songs of the year on Obvious Pop.
Okay.